From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Austria approves strict asylum laws.
I'm concerned that European countries are now adopting increasingly restrictive immigration and refugee policies.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon reacting to a bill that permits the Austrian government to declare a state of emergency if migrant numbers suddenly rise. The law also stipulates that asylum seekers would be turned back directly at the border, including those from war-torn countries like Syria. The legislation makes it more difficult for relatives of asylum seekers to join their families in Austria. An airstrike in Syria has destroyed a hospital in Aleppo, supported by the international charity Doctors Without Borders. At least 14 people were killed in the bombing. Among the dead were two doctors. The attack came amidst a marked increase in violence in Aleppo, with nearly 200 killed in the past week in fighting between government forces and rebel groups. The rebels have bombarded government-controlled neighborhoods with rocket and artillery fire, while Syrian jet fighters have conducted air raids. More than 60 people have been killed in Aleppo in the last 24 hours. North Korea has apparently test-fired an intermediate-range missile. The missile is believed to have crashed seconds after takeoff in what appears to be the second such failure in a matter of weeks. Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has denied signing any agreement with the Chinese government that would allow China to occupy the Paracel Islands in the South China Sea. Kissinger said this week at the Vietnam War Summit in Austin, Texas, that the American position has been to take no position on sovereignty of the islands. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump says Democrat Hillary Clinton would have no chance at the presidency except she is playing what he called the woman's card in hopes of becoming the first female U.S. president. U.S. political surveys have consistently shown that women, often 70% or more, hold a negative view of Trump. Opinion polls show Clinton with about a 9% advantage over Trump in the November national election. The next key race for both candidates is next Tuesday, with Republican and Democratic Party primaries in the Midwestern state of Indiana. U.S. economic growth slowed in the first few months of 2016. A report Thursday by the Commerce Department shows recent growth was much slower than the last quarter of last year, only one-half of 1% at an annual rate. The United Nations Security Council removed a 12-year-old arms embargo on Ivory Coast Thursday and renewed the UN peacekeeping mission in the country for another year. The embargo was imposed in 2004 after the country's civil war. The resolution, passed by a unanimous vote, welcomes an ongoing dialogue among all Ivorian political parties and the improvement of the human rights situation. The Iraqi government has shut down the Al Jazeera office in Baghdad. Iraq's Communications and Media Commission decided to revoke the news agency's license and close its office for 1 year, effective Wednesday. The government cited what it called Al Jazeera's continuing violations of the rules issued to regulate coverage of the war on terror. Iraqi authorities have long believed Al Jazeera's media coverage is hostile to Iraq's Shiite majority and too friendly toward Islamic State. Hundreds of protesters demonstrated outside of the U.S. Embassy in Myanmar Thursday over its use of the term Rohingya to describe the country's ethnic Muslim minority group. The protesters, joined by some Buddhist monks, are calling on the group to be referred to as Bengalis, insisting they are illegal immigrants from Bangladesh. Turkey says it has arrested 12 people in connection with Wednesday's bomb attack in the northwestern city of Bursa, in which 13 people were wounded. The state-run news agency said police detained 12 people in Bursa and Istanbul, as well as two other cities. A female bomber blew herself up Wednesday near a mosque in Bursa's historic district, a popular tourist destination. There has been no claim of responsibility. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.